Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, Foundation Friday, November 24th, 2017. Steve Cypress here. Hope you had a fantastic Thanksgiving here in the U.S. Thanksgiving was yesterday, and all of you folks watching around the world are going, what? Anyway, so although that's kind of the theme of today's message, but first I will share my mind of the day, and it is this book. It actually has dozens of writings in it, probably. Hey, who's here? Thanks for the like. Can't see who it was, but thank you. And it's because of all the English. And all the pages of stuff in here. Jeff Ducharme breaks you in. You know, I was just thinking about you when I was thinking about what I'm going to say today. So it's interesting you're here because you are a reading example of what I'm going to talk about here today. So you see, I got all kinds of great rhinos right here just in this one book. And a great story about the baby. What was his name? Ronnie, I think. Ronnie the rhinoceros. Robbie. Thanks for the likes, Robbie the Rhino and Mama. And I won't give away the ending. I will not spoiler alert. I won't tell you the ending. But it's a fun story. It's not 18 seconds to read. And for collectors of rhinoceroses, it is a fantastic filled with great rhinoceros. It's the symbol of the entrepreneur. The rhino that lives in the jungle, wakes up every day knowing that there are all kinds of dangers around, all kinds of creatures coming at him, all kinds of who knows what's lurking behind anywhere. He's got to go find food every day. He's got to go charge after his goals every day. He's got to defend what he has, his family, go after things. Nothing is handed to him. Nothing is like guaranteed. All that kind of stuff. That's why Scott Alexander, when he wrote Rhinoceros Success about almost 40 years ago now, talked about the rhino and the cow. The cow being the taken care of. I live on the farm. You know, nobody's ever coming after me. I get fed. I get cleaned up after. I don't have to ever look for food. Put right in front of my face. Like, that's entitled 9 to 5. I'm taken care of. But everything is perfect in my world. And everything's fine, at least, is the cow. But we've chosen to be rhinos, to live in the jungle, not to live on a farm. Nobody's sticking food in front of the rhino's face every day unless he's in a zoo, right? In the jungle, the rhino has to go out. And that's us. And that's the message of today. Hey, thanks for the likes and our stories. Great to see you. And I feel great. I hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving. So the point is, here's the thing. First of all, it's great to see some of you guys that are thinking, hopefully you're working today. Or maybe not. I mean, hopefully, ideally, you're not, because everything in life is fantastic for you. You've reached the apex of where you want to reach. And, you know, you're off. Or maybe you just chose in advance that I'm taking every Friday off. Or I'm certainly I'm taking this week off, I'm taking this month off. In that case, great. But if you're not where you're at, and you're still reaching towards goals, then as entrepreneurs, we keep our pedal to the metal. We keep going. We don't rest on our laurels. We don't live in the entitled world of, well, I'm a success, I got a successful business now, so there you go, all done. Okay, so here I am today, the day of Thanksgiving, of course. I mean, I live in paradise here. It's beautiful, fantastic. Arizona, it's beautiful, sunny, it'll be 85 degrees again today. I just get to be going playing golf, hanging out, take a dip in the pool, relax. We had over 20 people here yesterday for Thanksgiving. So today's, you know, cleanup day, relax. Oh, you know, we're folding down the folding tables and chairs and returning those to the rental place and all this. And, you know. But no, I was back up at work. I had the first phone call, you know, first thing in the morning on my schedule. Calls are during the day. I've got another one coming up soon, so I'm squeezing this live video in between. I'm getting back to work and I'm watching some videos on my second monitor in between the calls, and then I just checked in my emails. I have 250 spam emails to go through, holy promoly, because I didn't go through them yesterday, of course. So it's usually about 100 days, so hopefully you're having a similar experience. If you haven't yet reached your goals, you're not resting on your laurels. You're truly grateful for everything you have. You live in a positive, expectant world, not a complaining world. There's so many people, the vast majority of people, right now, I mean, you can see them on social media all the time. I mean, it just, I get flabbergasted, except I understand it. I expect it. I expect nothing less than most people sit there and complain, oh, you know, here in the U.S., I mean, just too easy to complain these days. Like, the Congress doesn't do this. The president doesn't do that. And the president does this. It's no good. And the taxes should be lowered. And this should be happening. And that should be whatever. And this is no good. We got to change our policy towards this. And we got to do that. And this whole should be, would be, could be world is exhausting bit of nonsense. Since waste of time crap that we don't have time for. I mean, if that's your hobby, fair enough. After you put in a full day's work and if you're ready for your hobby, then go on to social media or go on to the internet or turn on the TV to websites that are all talking about social issues and what should be and could be and whatever. But it's time to get down to work. Get down to work. Okay, one of the worst things I see because in my business is all about putting success, my company's called Successful Selling Systems. It's about putting systems into place. And I know, Jeff, this is why I think about you, because you do the same thing. Hey, Kathleen is here, Patricia's here, great seeing you. So my business is all about putting systems into place. So first call this morning, he's in the oil and gas industry. And he's somebody I love, he's a true entrepreneur, he's got several businesses. He's got a trucking, transportation, logistics business, doing some of the oil and gas. Then he's got on the side, he's got his kids' party business, where he rents out the bounce house. And things like that. So, you know, true entrepreneur, he's not looking to make money doing any of these things. He's not like, I got to go out and set up a bounce house and go out and pick one up, and I got to go out and log on to my computer and check out the logistics of trucks going around the country. No, he's just looking to start another business, another opportunity. So he's talking to me about putting marketing systems into place. And here's the great news, you have the right attitude. Because most people are like, systems. And I guess once I put successful systems into place, I'm done. It's easy street. Life is easy, and we don't have to do anything more. And of course not. That's not the case. First of all, just to put systems into place in the first place takes a lot of work. Hey, to me, that's the way this earth was meant to be. Man is put here on earth not for anything to be easy. Failure, other than failure. Failure is easy. Do not. There you go. You win. You fail. But success and continued success is all about hard, continued work. So now again, to people that actually work for a living, and do actual hard work. Obviously, I am not talking about you guys that are out there, climbing on whatever, digging ditches and building things and whatever, like with my hands. No calluses, no anything. Like, I'm not, out of breath and exhausted and need to take a shower after work every day because, I really put in a hard day's work. I mean, I work with what's up here. But I work. Okay? I get up. And yesterday, I took the day off. It was Thanksgiving. Had over 20 people here. As people went around the table, my beautiful wife Michelle got up and said, I'm going to say something I'm thankful for. And everyone was like, all right. Okay, but everyone, we went around the table and said, what we're thankful for, friends, family, health, all these kind of things. All those kind of things, none of that is any resting on normal stuff. Health. Okay, so you're healthy. Congratulations. That doesn't mean, hey, I'm healthy, so I need it. I'm healthy, and tomorrow I'm going to eat all kinds of crap, and I'm not going to get any sleep, and I'm going to make sure that the wrong nutrients go in my body, and I don't exercise. It doesn't work that way. Guess what? And we all know what will happen to your health. Well, the same thing with financial health. Health of a company, health of relationships. Oh, yeah, I got a great relationship, so I'm not going to talk to that person for another 10 years, and that'll keep the relationship great. Does that make any sense? We had families with the kids there, I got great relationships, 14 age kids. One of the people in my at our Thanksgiving yesterday. You think that's just big? You're going to keep a great relationship with four teenage kids, and that's not work? I got four, and these are great kids. These are smart kids, they're great kids. I mean, it's amazing. I've known them for, 10 years. I've been watching them grow up from big kid babies to now, graduating high school and, reading, 2,000-page books on ancient poetry, this, and I'm like, look, these kids are like real people now, doing all kinds of real stuff. So just the good parents say, there you go. I got four great kids. That's it. We're done. No. So when you build a great business or you get yourself into great shape physically, emotionally, relationships, whatever it is, you said that work. You don't sit there and complain and go like, but I wish, or somebody else ought to do something, or if only the world was this way, or if only everything was right over here, and if only anyway. Forget the onlys, forget the whatevers. Get to work and make things happen that you want to happen. So getting back to the systems, I put it in place. He's like, this the first call this morning, he's like, so, that's why he called me, because he heard that I put systems in place, and he's got several businesses. Like, so how much does it cost to put a system in place? Now, seriously, I'm pretty sure he could even answer that question. Like, it's not even a question. How much does it cost to put the system into place? What system? For what business? What do you want done? Do you want done offline, online, integrated? Which, of course, hopefully, that's the best way to go. That's where the most success comes when you know, almost every business of any success has some successful things here or there, doing some things online, some things offline, but it's all a mission. And what I do, the strength of what I do is I get in there, we integrate everything. We get it all working together, so it works better. So success builds on success, but it's going to take work to get it started. It's going to take work to tweak it and keep it going. And it's going to generate work because it's a system. It'll generate work and growth. And then the true entrepreneur will be taking out another opportunity, another and another. Whether it's starting a second, third, fourth, fifth location of the same business or taking out all different businesses. But we're not looking for what's easy. Or what should be or could be, or hey, I'm resting on my laurels. Like, today's a perfect day. Tell yourself, get to work, self. I'm always talking about the good news and the bad news, right? Good news, bad news is you're your own boss. It's both. We gotta manage ourselves. Good news, we're our own boss. We could take today off. We could rest on it. We could say, hey, made a good income, got a good business, and like, you know, taking some time off. And again, if you have everything you want, then by all means do that. I suggest you schedule it ahead of time, you know, just say, I'm tired today, I'm taking today off. But if you scheduled and said, I'm taking that day off, take the day off. And then go full out and take the day off. Do whatever makes you happy on that day, whether it's traveling, staying home, an activity, reading, listening to music, relaxing, hiking, could be active. Inactive, whatever it is, but do it 100%. Most people, all the time they're working, they're thinking about the time off, and all the time the time off, they're thinking about working, and they're doing everything half-assed. Okay, so that's the message today. The foundational message is to be grateful for what you have, the raw materials that you have to build on. Be truly grateful, and therefore understand that you've got to constantly work to put those materials into action to get things you desire. And no matter what you have, here in America, we're the most spoiled people on earth. I mean, we have personal problems, as they say. Like, oh, when somebody else, they're like, don't you have whatever, or we're out of this, or something, everybody ate something, oh, there's no more of those. Like, first world problem, dude, we have like 4 million pounds of food of like 50 different varieties, and one thing somebody brought was so popular that all 40 of them are gone. Like, oh, you know, and so that's I assure you, it's not a business owner that did that, not an entrepreneur that reacted that way. It's a 9-to-5, like, oh, things are gone, there should have been more. What's the matter? What's the matter with you? I'm like, there's the stove. There's the... Like, if there are stores that are open, go get more. See, and when you suggest solutions to people that are problem-oriented, they don't want solutions, right? I was like, hey, stores are open. You take my car. Well, no. Right! So if you're going to complain about the way things should be or whatever, either do something about it or quit your complaining again, unless complaining is your hobby. And you say, what I really love to do is complain about things and wish they were different. But I'm going to do my 10, 12, 14 hours of work. I'm going to get my business going, my businesses. I'm going to get my life in gear. I'm going to do everything I got to do. And then in my off time, I love to just sit there and complain. If that's what you love to do, do it. But don't just do it because that's what you do every day. It's not going to help your business. It's not going to help your life. That's today's foundational Friday message. Thanks for all the likes. Brett Elliott is here. Bill is here. Any comments, concerns? I don't see him, so we're going to call it a day here on Foundation Friday. By the way, a fantastic day, fantastic entire weekend. If you ask me, that I look forward to get a lot done, because there's less interruptions than ever on holiday weekends and holiday days. It's because all kinds of people are checking out and thinking nobody's working, and they're not calling and emailing and interrupting them. Actually, they are in my case, but I like to think that, and I think I have a little more time than usual today to get some stuff done. I have less. I still have tons of interruptions and tons of things going on, but I got less than usual. It's a great day. And if you are looking to prospect business owners, today's a fantastic day to contact business owners, because very often the business owners, like me, and like hopefully guys here, guys that are, if you watch this video, maybe you're at work, you're in your office, but your secretary is at the office, day after Thanksgiving. So the gatekeepers are gone, but the business owners will be where you're working. So if you're prospecting business owners, what a fantastic day to get them. Second thing is business owners are really going to respect you, that you also are working today. Again, instead of sitting there resting on your laurels, a complaint. So let's say that someone else I talked to today, I was like, well, so what'd you do to get that client? You know, what are you doing right now to get clients? He's not getting enough clients. He's frustrated. But he has a few. What you get? Cold calling. You know, it's cold calling. I'm like, okay, great. I mean, cold calling is one way to do it. I put systems in place, but cold calling can get you some, it's a great foundation. It's a great tool that the people say yes when you're cold calling. That's great. You can make money today. The people say no. Figure out why they say no. Ask them if they didn't tell somebody, they just tell you without asking. Just say, well, no, that sounds too expensive. You know, but whatever it is, you'll get research. So you can put your system into place and attract prospects later on. So cold calling, you know, it's fine in the beginning. And I commend this person. He's willing to do it. You know, he understands he's calling somebody to help him put systems into place. He understands that that's what he wants. But in the beginning, he's cold calling. It's a great thing. I did door-to-door sales for 9 years. Get out there, knock on the doors. Saw the people. It's the best way to get out and figure out what's going on in your marketplace and how you should talk to prospects and what you should say and what you shouldn't say. So that when I ask, when I work with you, whoever's working with you, hopefully somebody put systems in place. Or you're doing it on your own and you're asking yourself, what should I say, what should I not say, what order should I say, and how do I put the system into place? So today's a great day, and if you're cold calling and you get a hold of me, I have the respect that, hey, you better take it today off, but today you're working just like me. So, great day to get a hold of business owners. Great day to get some work done. I saw Gene Simmons speak the great rock and roll on several years ago, and I remember him saying that if the sun shines, that's a great day. So I just love that. So I don't care whether it's a holiday, Christmas holiday or whatever. I mean, I did work yesterday. People didn't start arriving till around noon, so don't think that I didn't get stuff done before noon. I got plenty of stuff done, I think. If the sun is shining, it's a great day to build businesses. In my case, it's a great day to help people build their businesses, and it's a great day to make money and to have fun. And I put those things together. So hopefully you also are having fun making money. And I got some comments here that are all from Brett Elia. The audio sounds odd. The audio might sound odd. You don't have any trouble. Something can help me out. I got my Yeti microphone here, my fantastic Blue Yeti professional microphone, and suddenly it started acting up that it's not giving me that option anymore, the Facebook Live video. It's only saying the default, whatever goes through the laptop audio. What's up with that? So I Googled something and I found some old video that is plugged in some special thing into his iPhone, which was obviously an old iPhone. I think the new ones don't even have a jack anymore. So I was like, that's enough. Let's just go on and do the live video. So thank you for pointing that out. I'm sorry the audio does not sound right. Even though I have the speaker right in front of me, I am not being heard through the speaker. I'm being heard through whatever the terrible system is. Good info, good attitude. Love the attitude. And, yeah. I will check the bit later. Unfortunately, I'll be excruciatingly listening to the audio, I guess. And I will attempt to figure this out. So maybe by tomorrow, because I do one of these every day, you know. You'll join me back tomorrow for Success Story Saturday. I will hopefully have my Blue Yeti mic back working. Otherwise, I'll just take my new iPhone or my iPad. I've got these both brand new implements here. And I will record the Facebook Live video on there, because apparently those sound better, I'm sure, than a laptop. All right, thanks for all the likes. Thanks for everyone being here today. Rock and roll, kick butt. Got hours left in the day, unless you're one of my clients in other parts of the world that, you know, talked to someone the other day, a client out of Istanbul, and that's like a 12 or 13 or 14 hour difference. So maybe it's first thing in the morning on the day for you. Whatever it is, make the most out of every minute. If you love complaining, then complain like crazy. If you love making money, get to work and make money. And once you got something, don't think that I made it, because that's when all kinds of trouble starts. I can tell you stories all day long, because I've been there. I wrecked my first multi-million dollar company I ever built by thinking I made it and I had something. And then guess what? Soon after that, it was all gone. a big mistake. I can spot that in other people. That's why I put systems into place now to help that not happen to people. Because none of us want to keep working on it forever. We'd rather work on the systems, have a basis for the success, than to just continue to do grunt work and not have a system for it. Anyway, that's enough for today. I'll be back tomorrow on Success Story Saturday, and I hope you will join me then. Thanks for being here today. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.